This goes to Jill Geer. It's G-E-E-R. N like November, P like practice. Fax is 810-264-4378. Regarding Edna, middle initial M like Margaret, Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S. Date of birth, March 9th of 1932. Dear Miss Geer, this is a consultation for Mrs. Peters, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine. And it's actually been elevated since 2020, although the initial consultation was made for a kidney cyst, a very large kidney cyst on or near the left kidney. She was asked to be referred to urology, and she saw the urologist, Dr. Miller, in the Sparrow Medical Urology Group. And he noted that she had a 7-centimeter lower pole cyst on the left kidney. And the pain was not severe enough to do anything about. Cysts are always benign, he reports, and he would follow up as needed with her. She did not suffer from urinary incontinence, and he just recommended follow-up as needed if symptoms got worse. Then in April of this year, her creatinine was known to be higher. Originally, it was 1.0 with an estimated GFR of 53. April of this year, we have 1.44 with estimated GFR of 35. And it's ranged between 27 and 38 this year when checked. So she was referred for medical nephrology services. The patient is accompanied by a staff from her adult foster care facility that she resides in. Due to her dementia, she does not have a good memory of many of her medical problems. She has minimal complaints currently. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no current nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, no history of kidney stones, no edema, or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for osteoarthritis of multiple joints, dementia, Parkinson's disease, obstructive sleep apnea, but the patient does not leave her mask on for sleep for her CPAP, therefore she's not using it, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hypothyroidism, restless leg syndrome, hyperlipidemia, and left kidney cyst. Past surgical history, she's had a right total knee replacement, bilateral rotator cuff repairs, a coronary artery bypass graft, placement of a permanent pacemaker, tonsillectomy with adenoidectomy, and bilateral cataract removal. Social history, the patient has never smoked, she has never used alcohol or illicit drugs, and she is single, now living in a group home. Family history is significant for thyroid disease, type 2 diabetes, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to penicillin, Phenergan, Novocaine, Norco, latex, salicylates, and adhesive tape. Medications, she's on Butrans, B-U-T-R-A-N-S, patch, 7.5 microgram weekly, Sinemet 10-100, one tablet at bedtime, Pepcid 20 milligram daily, fish oil 2,000 milligram daily, Januvia 100 milligram daily, Lantus is 15 units once daily at bedtime, Losartan 100 milligram daily, Melatonin 3 milligram at bedtime, Requip 0.5 milligram twice a day, Miralax 17 grams daily as needed, actually 17 grams once daily, stool softener, and that's one daily as needed. Vitamin B12, 250 microgram once a day. Vitamin D, 2,000 units once daily. Albuterol inhaler, 1 to 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed. Clonidine, 0.1 milligram, PRN blood pressure greater than or equal to 160 over 90. Flexeril is 5 milligram twice a day as needed for muscle spasms. She has Imodium AD for diarrhea if needed. Hydroxyzine is 25 milligram 3 times a day as needed for anxiety. Ativan, 0.5 milligram 3 times a day as needed for anxiety. Antivert, 12.5 milligram twice a day as needed for dizziness. Zofran, 4 milligram every 4 hours as needed for nausea. Tramadol, 50 milligram twice a day as needed for pain. Tylenol, 325 milligram, 1 to 2 tablets every 6 hours, up to not exceeding 3,000 milligram in 24 hours. Physical examination, height is 60 inches, weight 164. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 70. Pulse is 80. Oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. The patient is alert and fairly oriented. She has a poor memory, but the caregiver that accompanies her is able to fill in the medical history for us. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. She does have a small pacemaker that's palpable on the left side. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, no edema, no ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 20th of 2022. Creatinine was 1.37 with estimated GFR of 37. Electrolytes were normal. Calcium is 9.4. 6/15/2022, hemoglobin 13.8 with normal white count, normal platelets. Creatinine was 1.77, higher than usual at that time. Estimated GFR was 27. Glucose was 246. Sodium low at 129. Calcium was 8.9. Potassium 3.9. Carbon dioxide 28. Albumin 3.8. Liver enzymes were normal. 5/18/2022, blood sugar was 324, creatinine 133, sodium 134, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 29, albumin 3.9. Amylase and lipase were slightly elevated at that time also, and she was experiencing vomiting. 4/26/2022, creatinine 1.44, sodium 134. Glucose 321. Urinalysis was done April 7th, 2022, negative for blood, negative for protein. It had greater than 500 of glucose. 9/23/2020, creatinine is 1 with estimated GFR of 53 at that time. Sodium 138, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 32. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy and longstanding hypertension. We have scheduled the patient for a bladder scan. She did have the kidney ultrasound, but not a bladder scan, a pre- and post-void test to rule out urinary retention as the cause of the kidney decline. Then we'd like her to have lab studies done every 3 months. She should avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.